can help you out. Tell you who to start at QB, make you the king of fantasy. Check out the matchup. Now use all the experts and our tools at the FanDuel Manual. The Manual.
Welcome back. It's week 4. FanDuel Manual is your one-stop shop for all of your NFL FanDuel needs. We bring you everything from football news and injuries to FanDuel strategies and can't-miss player bargains. At FanDuel Manual, we've done all the work so you can dominate. In case you are not familiar, we put together all the experts' projections, put those against the FanDuel salaries, and we're going to give you the best bargains at each of the different positions. With me, as always, is Chris Cowan.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Chris. And Doug Hayes.
How's it going?
What up, Doug? And I'm your host, Brendan Barnett. Last week, we were in the top 50 of professional sports podcasts, thanks to all of our listeners. This week, we cracked the top 20, which I am pretty excited about. I've been telling everybody about it, and people are like, get back to work, Brendan. But I think it's pretty cool.
Very cool. It's very cool. I'm very impressed, and just want to thank everybody that listens. We like knowing it, and hopefully you enjoy our show, and hopefully you're winning some money.
Yeah, actually, that's what I wanted to talk about first, was we got an email from DankShank90. He won 3 of his 4 matchups. It was his first week of playing on FanDuel, and he used our spreadsheet. So I think we already helped one person. Pretty much from here on out, it's a free ride.
That's great. That's what we're all about. I think what I always do when I look at an expert is I don't necessarily pick the team that they pick, but it's still good to hear what they have to say. So even if you listen to us and you disagree with the stuff that we're throwing out there, at least you've heard some different angles on things, and maybe that can help you put a good team together.
Chris, actually, last week you said something that I really liked about your strategy of picking a team. You said you like to go to the very bottom of the, like if you're looking at running backs, you said you would go all the way to the bottom and start scrolling up until you saw a guy that you liked.
Yeah.
I think that's a pretty good strategy. And also, I need to point out that you are 3-0 now. This is 3 weeks in a row. I have been picking purely off of the experts' picks. You are now 3-0. Tell the listeners what is your secret?
Well, what you just said is something that I do every week. I definitely scroll up in the case of FanDuel because the values at the very bottom are going to be ridiculously cheap. But if you scroll up from the bottom and then you see a guy, a hot name that you think the value is really good on, I did it this week. I'll explain that in a little bit. And I found a great example of this strategy, I hope. That's definitely one thing I do. The other things that I try to do always are look for a great matchup. And then if I can find a great matchup, and then, if Calvin Johnson, even though he's the best of the best, most weeks I would avoid him unless there was something very appealing about him. I think last week he played, it was at Washington, and it just caught my eye. If I'm going to spend some money and bite the bullet, let's do it there, and then we'll search for some strategic value plays at other positions. I just did the same thing this week with a different position and was able to sort of compensate for the money that I had left over by kind of loading up on other positions.
Yeah, you loaded up. Your team did incredible. I thought that I might have had a chance. I had the Monday night quarterback, the other quarterback, Rob Ryan. And it wasn't enough. It wasn't even close enough. I had no Sean Moreno also, but you had Wes Welker.
Yeah.
And you ran away with it. I do want to go over just really quick the format. You know what? Before I do that, though, Chris, I mentioned you were 3-0. That leaves Doug and I at 0-3. Doug, do you have anything you want to talk about being at 0-3?
Yeah, there's a lot I'd like to talk about. I think this is bullshit, and I think this week is going to be my week. I can't believe some of the things that happen each week. I don't know what Chris is doing, but I really think that I'm going to pick a good team this week, and we're going to get up the hump. We're actually going, me and Brendan are going to a wedding in Boston in 2 weeks, and if he's won freaking 4 weeks in a row, let alone 5 weeks in a row, I probably am just going to cancel my flight and not go. So we need to get on the board.
We have to get on the board. I think what happened last week, Doug, you called, we both had the same running back, Marshawn Lynch, but you called him Marshin Lynch, and he was out of the game early. I believe that you jinxed him.
Yeah, it was more like Marshindler's Lynch. It was terrible.
Oh no. Hey. You called him the real deal CenturyLink Field, Marshawn Lynch, but man, he just didn't do anything for us last week.
There was a lot of times he was right at the goal line and they did those play actions with him. But it just never panned out.
Anytime that you and I pick the same guy, it doesn't seem to work out. Let's get into, I want to talk about the format. It's the same format that we've been doing for 3 weeks. This is the fourth week. We're going to be talking about the standard 60K format. We're not talking about Thursday night games. So San Francisco players and, the St. Louis Rams are out of the equation. It's going to be everything on Sunday and the Monday night games. Standard roster, one QB, two running backs, three wide receivers, one tight end, a kicker and a defense. Let's just start it off with, the reigning champion. Chris, if you could, please enlighten us on who is going to be your quarterback this week.
Well, for quarterback this week, I'm gonna come right at you guys right out of the gate here and just throw a name at you. I don't know if you've heard of him. He's been playing okay. Peyton Manning.
No way.
He's the $9,900 for value. It by no means is that great value. By no means is it a steal. I want Peyton Manning. I think he's playing some of the best football of his life right now. He's passing quite a bit. He's playing at home again. Back-to-back home games. He's playing a Philadelphia team who has not proven itself whatsoever to be a strong passing defense. So I'm going to bank on some points here with Peyton Manning at quarterback.
All right. You're going to pay for those points because since the NFL kicked off on September 5th, what was the date? September 5th? We kicked off?
1960. That's when the merger was. What do you mean, this season?
This season.
Okay.
Since August, sometime.
Peyton Manning has scored the most points. However, since FanDuel started this season, only one player started higher. Adrian Peterson, week one, cost $10,000. And this week, because of Peyton Manning's performance, he is $9,900. Mm-hmm. Now, I will tell you this. There is not anybody even close to projected as high as he is. He's at 27.2 for this week, and he is the second overall bargain on dollars per point. So even though he costs so much, basically what they're saying is you're going to get what you pay for. And the more money you spend on Peyton, the more money you're going to get. So, he's been playing incredibly. Another game in Denver against Philadelia. And actually, I could see Philly scoring some points in this. And, mm-hmm. and this might be the first game where we actually need to score a lot of points. By we, I mean the Denver Broncos. But, I'm gonna give you my quarterback. This is the third week in a row that I took quarterback.
No.
No.
Yeah. I have to. All right.
You don't have to do anything.
All right, listen.
Is he even alive?
Here's how I'm doing this. Before I make my pick, I have to ask a question. What happens if I find out that this quarterback isn't able to play on Sunday?
Yeah, definitely you can change it.
Okay. Like, it'll change my whole team, though. That's okay?
Yeah, that's fine, but...
You can't change your whole team. You can change a guy for equal value.
Yeah, you can change, like, to a quarterback that's
all right, well,
around his range.
Ryan Tannehill against New Orleans would be equal value.
Yeah, that's actually a good pick.
Oh, is that your pick?
Well, I mean, I didn't choose Pryor.
You didn't choose Terrell Pryor again?
All right, hold on a second. Let me go through the top bargains, all right? Dollars per point. You sort by the least number of dollars for the most amount of points. The number one player on the board is Terrell Pryor. The number two is Peyton Manning. The next is Ben Roethlisberger, and the next is Tony Romo. I like the spread because I said last week I like to build my team around the quarterback because typically they are they are projected to get the most points. Terrell Pryor is projected to get the second most points this week. He's playing in Oakland against Washington. He got 15 points last week. He's projected at 20 points this week, and at 6,300. He is a steal. I mean, the next up is Ben Roethlisberger, who costs more. He's projected at 17. Next is Tony Romo, who's got to travel to San Diego, where they historically struggle. And he's projected less than 20 points. So I'd rather save my money and be able to spend it somewhere else.
Can I have a question for you, Brendan, really quick?
Yeah.
Was it easy for you to make that pick 3 weeks in a row, or did you find it to be a boring pick for you at this point?
I will tell you honestly. I'll tell you honestly when I'm on the spreadsheet and I filter and I do when I filter to quarterback and I'm like, okay, let's see, here's all the quarterbacks, and then I go dollars per point and I filter it lowest to highest. When Terrell Pryor pops up every single week, especially this week, I was like, no, not again. And then I saw how much he was. And I was like, I have to. I mean, for as little as he costs and as many points as he's projected, I have to.
You're a principled man.
I'm trying to stick to my theory of choosing based on what the experts are projecting and the cost per point.
Okay.
Who do you have?
Well, I just want to say, you can't really say, I like to build my team around my quarterback and then say I choose Terrell Pryor. I don't think that's a solid foundation, but I do think Terrell Pryor is a good bargain. I also think he may not play for sure because he didn't even know where he was or remember the game Monday. So I think
that's true. Again, yeah, we're recording the show on Wednesday. He did get a... I think, did he get a concussion?
Yeah, he didn't even know, he didn't even remember the game.
Thank God for him.
Yeah, right. I would say that too. all right, so I went with, same thing as Chris. I went with Peyton Manning. Because I like to build my team around a quarterback. And so I chose Peyton Manning. I think all the things that Chris said, but the other thing that I like is that Philadelphia, I think, is so knucklehead to try and run that hurry-up offense in Denver. I mean, our defense is not great, but we can get three and outs. And if that defense, if the Philadelphia Eagles has to get back on the field right away against Manning, it's going to be a nightmare. He's going to light them up all day long. So I just think it's a no-brainer. He also is a good bargain, apparently, based on the spreadsheet. So I just thought that was a no-brainer.
Well, Dan, go ahead, sorry.
And I love cheering for Peyton Manning.
When you say it's going to be tough in Denver, you're referring to the altitude, I'm assuming?
So the defense already for the Eagles is not that great. We can all agree on that. But then if compounded with the Eagles trying to do a hurry-up offense, they have a few three-and-outs, that defense is going to be... start all those guys. I mean, it's...
Well, not even the defense, but I think it also factors in the fact that the Philadelphia offense is also going to be winded because they're trying so damn hard to run so many plays, so it doesn't work out on either end.
Yeah, I mean, I think that even a good, solid defense that's not winded is going to struggle against Manning in that offense, but the defense that's already struggling, that's winded, is going to have no shot in my mind.
Agreed. It reminds me of what one of our friends, Larry Crawford, believes about altitude.
Never
he thinks that when he is in Denver, you know, the altitude, it's conditioned him to a point where he's able to almost perform superhuman acts. and when he comes down to sea level, he believes that he is now an actual superhero, and I'm talking about when he drinks.
Yeah.
He thinks that he's able to drink a lot more at sea level, which is not true.
All he wants to do when he comes to Boston is drink a lot and then race me.
That's what people in Denver do. Try to wear you out.
The second we go to another state, we try and race you.
All right, well, speaking of racing, let's get into our running back. Here's what I think is interesting about this week's running backs. The top average project, or the players with the highest projected points are also the most expensive players. So, Jamaal Charles, Adrian Peterson, and LeSean McCoy are number 1, 2, and 3 when it comes to overall projection. And each of those guys, cost over $9,000. When we're talking about overall bargains, that shifts. And, 1, 2, and 3, are Bilal Powell, Darren McFadden, and then, Chris, one of your steals last week, Bernard Pierce. Those are the, 1, 2, and 3 overall points, dollars per point this week.
I think that one's going to depend on Ray Rice's availability, which as of right now is supposed to be pretty good.
Yeah, big time.
Is that right?
Pierce thing. Yeah, sorry about that, Brendan. You probably picked him, huh?
No, I didn't pick him.
Okay.
I went with the top two, Bilal Powell and Darren McFadden.
Nice. Stocking up on Raiders. I like this strategy a lot.
Yeah, well, I'm going to tell you honestly, I'm not happy about this. Can I? All right, do you guys mind if I talk about some things for... I'll try and keep it brief.
Yeah, no, the podcast is already 3 hours. Go ahead and tell a story.
I'm going to tell a little bit of a story. Thank you, Doug. All right. So we pull all the experts' projections, and I feel like if we're going to do that, we should be telling our listeners, you know, what's the best team based on the experts' projections. And so I feel like, for me, I need to put together the best team each week, like based on all the different combinations that you can have. And I am 0-3, so I'm trying to get somebody at work to help me with some sort of mathematical formula that will put together the best team so I can say the computer picks this team, and then I can actually pick my own team. But until that happens, I'm going to go by the numbers. Actually, I lied to you. Darren McFadden is not on my list. I was able to upgrade him. I was able to upgrade him for Matt Forte. So I have Matt Forte and Bilal Powell. So right now I've got Terrell Pryor, Matt Forte, and Bilal Powell. So thank goodness I don't have to have another Raider on my team. But until I can figure out, and one of the people at my work said we have to do some sort of regression analysis and get a regression model happening. Basically, I think I need to hire 2 physicists, and then I won't have to pick based off of the projections anymore.
Who are your running backs?
My running backs?
Yeah. Who'd you choose?
My running backs are Bilal Powell and Matt Forte.
Okay. We know.
All
right.
Got it.
First running back is Jamaal Charles.
How do you sell money? How much money do you have?
No wonder he's winning.
Jamaal Charles at home. when the Chiefs are playing well, as you Broncos fans know, Arrowhead is a great home field advantage, and they're playing a reeling 0-3 New York Giants team who has been surrendering a lot of yards on the ground and through the air. And Jamaal Charles does both of those things really well. So I got my hands on a little Jamaal Charles action. My next running back, without looking at the expert predictions, was Bilal Powell. I employed the little strategy I used there where I scroll up, and I knew that Powell was going to be a hot name and hopefully have some good value where he's so under the radar and pretty much having his first week here as the number one back over Chris Ivory in New York. So I don't like the fact that he's a Jet. I don't like the fact that they're playing away, but he's a starting number one tailback at $4,700, which is significantly cheaper than anybody else within $1,000 of that. I'm trying to say it's probably about another $1,000 before you see anybody who's even going to see significant playing time, never mind see roughly around 20 touches per game. So he's an incredible value there at $4,700.
I have to agree with you. With Bilal Powell, he is $330 per point. The only person who has a better value than Bilal Powell is Terrell Pryor at this point.
Now I don't want to.
Who do you have a running back?
How do you pronounce that guy's first name?
Bilal.
Bilal? Are we for sure that's how you do it?
No, it's pronounced Bilal.
I chose Bilal Powell, and for all the reason you guys spoke about, I don't know a ton about him, but I know he's a very good value for how much he costs. And then I chose Giovanni Bernard. I think that the first week I was a little nervous with how I was going to be working in with Green Ellis, but I get the feeling that Dalton and the Bengals like Bernard more. I mean, 2 weeks in a row he's done pretty good, and I think against Cleveland that's a pretty safe bet.
Yeah, alright, so here's the thing. We all chose Bilal Powell. I don't really know about him, but he's a starting guy. He's the best bargain at running back. That cancels each other out right there, but I think that's going to be a popular pick this week. I mean, the cost, you can't really pass up a bargain like that. You know, he's projected at 14.2. Doug chose Giovanni Bernard, who's projected less than him. So where Chris, you seem to already be out of money. Doug is saving a little bit of it.
Okay.
I can't wait to hear. I cannot wait to hear who your receivers are this week.
Just practice squad guys.
Terrell Pryor, running back.
I think, I want to point out really quick, we've talked about three positions, two running backs and a quarterback, and so far Doug and I have two of the same. So it's also important if you're playing a FanDuel league and you play against, you see what the other teams have. If a few of your guys match up, that's not necessarily a bad thing because you're essentially playing defense against them. So in the case of Doug and myself, I know that I'm not going to lose with Peyton Manning or Bilal Powell. So don't be frustrated by that, FanDuel players.
Good advice.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for that.
And also, you're not playing against any of us either. You kind of take what we're saying because you'll be playing whoever on FanDuel.com, and it doesn't matter. Like, even if we're all choosing the same thing, that's maybe even more reason to take those players rather than thinking, like, I want to do something different.
Mm-hmm. Who do you have as wide receiver?
The first receiver I have is Wes Welker at 7,300. Welker, as you guys know, same reasons for Manning this week. He's part of an incredibly dynamic offense right now against Philly. He's going to see his touches, so he's going to get receptions. He's already, I believe, close to scoring more touchdowns this year than he scored all of last year, so clearly the Broncos are using him and looking his way towards the red zone, which is sort of an added dynamic that Welker hasn't had in some time. And at 7,300, It was really good value right there.
Chris, do you still like Wes Welker, even being a Patriots fan?
I think, yeah. Even if he wasn't a Patriot or Bronco, I'd still like the guy. But, yeah, there's definitely some sentimental attachment there. Are we doing all three at once, Brendan?
Yes. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, the next one is Reggie Wayne at 6,800. Reggie Wayne is playing at Jacksonville, which, for anybody that knows anything about football, they are pretty much the worst team in the league right now. And their defense, is also part of that worst team in the league. They're one of the worst defenses, if not the worst defense right now. And I feel that Andrew Luck is just going to air it out for at least the first half. Maybe they pound it on the ground later on, but Reggie Wayne is going to get his touches, and I thought he would be valued higher on FanDuel. So when I saw him at 6,800, I went for it.
That is surprisingly low. Also, T.Y. Hilton, who I've been taking quite a bit, is much lower, and he's also projected a lot lower. But Reggie Wayne is, I mean, he's their number one, and Huck's been going off lately, so I think that's a great pick.
Mm-hmm. My last pick, which I thought was good value, is at 6,000, Stevie Johnson of Buffalo at home. Playing Baltimore, not a terrible defense, but E.J. Manuel is improving each week. Steve Johnson saw 13 targets last week, and Manuel is sort of just force-feeding the guy the ball, whether he's open or not. So I like his odds there. I like the fact that he's at home, and I like for his talent level at 6,000, I thought it was a good pick for a third receiver.
He is, Chris, I know that you're not familiar with spreadsheets, but Steve Johnson is the second overall dollar per point bargain on the board. I'd like to point out the top three overall highest projected points. It's Calvin Johnson, Dez Bryant, and then Julio Jones.
Mm-hmm.
And just like that, those guys are the number one, number two, and number three most expensive. But this week they're, you know, Calvin's projected at 17 and Julio's projected at 16. Dez is right in the middle. But I think the value right this week lies in Peyton Manning and Jamal Charles, where they're in the 20s. This week it seems like there's a drop-off in projections for wide receivers. Stevie Johnson, though, when you're talking about dollars per point, he is the second overall. The first overall is Antonio Brown. He's also at 65, and he is projected at 14.6. The third overall is another Oakland Raider, Rod Streeter, 5,000, and he's only projected at 10 points. For my team, I do have Antonio Brown, as the number one overall projected bargain. I also took Pierre Garçon. He cost 7,000 this week. He is playing at Oakland, and he's projected 14 points. And then I decided to spend a little bit of extra money and go with one of the guys who's projected a little bit higher with Julio Jones. I know he's playing your New England Patriots this week, but it's at 16 points. I needed kind of a big name receiver. I needed somebody who has the potential to go off, and I think he has the potential to get a lot more points.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So who do you have of your receivers?
I do have Pierre Garçon as well. I just thought he was a very good bargain. He's kind of been Griffin's safety outlet for these weeks while he's recovering, and I think it'll just continue against Oakland. I don't think they're very good defense, as you could see against the Broncos. I just think he feels the most comfortable throwing to Pierre Garçon. He's a good deal. I did go with Eddie Royal again. He was a big bargain on the spreadsheet. He didn't do so good last week, but he did have a touchdown that was called back. So he would have had a decent day if it weren't for that. So he was a really big bargain. I'm hoping he comes through with a little bit. And then I spent a little bit on Dez Bryant. I think he is going to have a big day against San Diego. I don't think San Diego has the manpower to stop him. And obviously Romo and him are in a good little groove right now. So those are the three I chose.
Man, Eddie Royal again.
Yeah, I mean, he would have had a fine day if they would have called that one touchdown back. And he's only, how much is he? He's like $4,800.
That's true. He doesn't cost a lot. He's not projected a lot. And he's actually, as far as cost per point, he is the number fourth overall value. So, and you know what? Actually, so I heard this, that in standard scoring fantasy football leagues, Philip Rivers is the fifth overall point scorer, not fifth overall quarterback. As far as points go, in a standard league, he is the fifth overall point scorer. Those points are going to somebody, and right now,
yeah, Malcolm Floyd's hurt, so.
Yeah, so, I mean, if it can, I don't think it's sustainable, but, you know, you talked about that last week, but look, he's got to throw to somebody, and right now, that Eddie Royal seems to be the guy. Let's move on to tight ends. I'll give you the top three overall bargains. It's Antonio Gates projected at 13, Jimmy Graham projected at almost 18, and then Jason Witten. Number fourth is Rob Gronkowski. Chris, I have to turn to you on this. Have you heard anything, or is it just sort of a, if you're thinking about playing Gronk, you need to be glued to your TV, and if he's active, you go for it. If not, I mean, of course, you make a different move. Do you have any?
Well, a couple things to keep in mind. First of all, ESPN is currently reporting 50% chance, but if anybody knows anything about the Patriots, that really doesn't mean too much because they really don't tell you too much. It will be most likely, you know, who's active, who's not active decision that we don't hear until right when game time gets here. The other important thing for our FanDuel friends to keep in mind is the Patriots game is at 8:25 on Sunday night. So if you're banking on Gronk in your lineup, you want to make sure that if he does not play, you can quickly get back to your computer and substitute in either, say, Tony Gonzalez, who they're playing against, or a tight end from the Monday night matchup, because your options aren't going to be, obviously, too many.
Yeah, that's a good point. And Tony Gonzalez is less. So, I mean, if it does come down to that, then yeah, I guess you're in luck. I mean, you can make that swap out. The overall, so as far as dollars go, Jimmy Graham tops the list, and rightfully so. He's been a beast all season. Chris, your boy Jordan Cameron, who I have on the team, has also been a beast this season, and he now is at 7,200. He's creeped each week. He's kind of creeped his way up a bit. Your secret is out, but he's only projected at 12. And then Rob Gronkowski is projected next at 6,900. Followed by Jason Witten. It worked out for me last week. I'm going to go with it again. I went with Jimmy Graham. He's at home this week against a really good Miami team. It's 3-0. You know, he costs $8,400, but he is projected, he's my second highest point producer according to the projections this week. So I'm going to spend the money at tight end. Go with Jimmy Graham, a solid guy, easily Drew Brees' number one option. And hopefully he can get another touchdown and a ton more yards. Does anyone else have Jimmy Graham?
Not me.
I do have Jimmy Graham as well. I don't think there's anything that needs to be said about him. But one thing I would say on Gronkowski is I definitely would not play him until I've seen him play a full week. And he's not even that great of a deal. He's still $6,900. So, until I see him play a full game and he's okay, I personally would not start him.
All right. I think that's duly noted. You said it last week. I actually made a mistake. I'm in a fantasy football league where you're only allowed three moves each week, which I'm an idiot, and in my car, when I heard the breaking news that Trent Richardson had been traded, I really needed a running back, so I picked up Chris OBGYN, and then I heard they picked up Willis McGahee, so I dropped him and picked up McGahee. Well, that that was all of the moves that I had, and all the only guy I had left was Gronkowski at tight end, so I had to play him, and he didn't play this week. And, believe it or not, I lost in that league.
It was all good advice.
McGahee did great.
It was worth it for sure.
Chris, there's no possible way you have enough money for Jimmy Graham. As a matter of fact, I don't think you have enough money for any of the top four guys. Who did you pick?
Nope, I had to go a little bit lower. I went with Kobe Fleener from Indy.
Oh, that's a great pick.
He was 5,500. And same reasons I gave for Reggie Wayne. I don't necessarily like to stock up on receiving options from the same team, but I feel pretty comfortable with the Jaguars as the opponent, and Kobe Fleener has been producing more and more relatively each week, and Andrew Luck, I feel like, is going to look his way and continue to build a nice rapport with him against a softer defense. So I went with Fleener at 5,500.
Yeah, he's their only pass-catching tight end that they have, and the fact that they traded for Trent Richardson to me, I mean, I know that it's not like his first week there, he ran for 100 yards and had 3 touchdowns or anything like that, but they're going to try to feature the run, and as soon as defenses try to stack up on that run, he is going to be the guy who blocks and releases and gets 30 yards on every single catch. Also, they're playing the Jacksonville Jaguars this week. I really, really like that pick. I thought about going that way, but because I'm trying to stay true to the experts' projections.
You keep saying that. We know that you're not picking your own team.
I feel like I do. I feel like I do have to keep saying it.
At the end of the day, you decide what team you want to enter.
No, I feel like I have to give the best team the best projected points. And I'm probably going to do that again this week. And with that said, I'm going to switch to kickers and defense. Let's just breeze through these bad boys. For kicker, I went with Dan Bailey. He's only 5,100. They're at San Diego. He is the overall dollar per point bargain at kicker. For defense, I decided to go with the Colts. Number one, because they are at Jacksonville, and also because they cost $5,000. So, Dan Bailey and the Colts. What'd you guys decide to go with?
I went with, for kicker, I was Matt Bryant. Believe it or not, I actually had a couple dollars left over, so I went above and beyond the $5,000 limit that I usually
splurge.
On kicker.
Splurge.
I splurged at Matt Bryant.
Wow.
He plays against my favorite team, the Patriots, who notoriously have a bend-but-don't-break defense, but they will give up points to the Falcons. My hope as a Patriots fan and as a person who just picked Matt Bryant is that a lot of those points will be field goals. So with Matt Bryant. And then for defense, I don't know if you guys heard, but the Colts are playing the Jacksonville Jaguars this week. So I went with the Colts.
Yeah, I went with the Colts as well. I'm hoping that, just so we can beat Chris, that they just intercept and fumble and run for touchdowns every play. So they never give the ball to Indianapolis. But yeah, the Jaguars are just so bad. And I just thought that was a gimme. Kicker, I chose, Caleb Sturgis. I don't have any reason behind it. I just think they're going to score a lot of points. It's Monday night, and it's indoors. I never really know what to do with kickers. I just think it's a crapshoot, so I went with him.
All right. I don't even know where that guy is on my list. Hold on a minute. Let me...
Oh, yeah. Do the percentages on kickers. Never know.
What's his...
Read the top 15 kickers.
In the top 15? Wow. Oh, there he is. He's projected at 6.8. All right.
What a loser.
All right. So, before we recap our teams, we have a segment where we talk about a must roster player, a player that has to be on your team, a sacred player. We call it Holy Steel.
And it's crazy, they're selling Steven Jackson for 7 G's. That one's a no-go. I think I will spend $3,000 less and pick up Marino. Decker is cheap, Welker is steep, Jordy goes deep, Lambo leaves. Talking about that FanDuel manual, Holy Stale.
Guys, why don't you tell me who is your Holy Steel must roster lock of this week? Doug, kick it off.
Mine is very obvious, but I just think you can't go wrong with Peyton Manning. I think if you add the numbers up, he's one of the best bargains for points on FanDuel, and I don't see any way that he struggles and has one of those days where he throws for 180 and one touchdown. I think he's just going to get the ball back so many times, and he's going to be playing a very tired and weak defense, and I just think it's an automatic for Peyton Manning.
All right, when it comes to overall bargain, all right, I do have to say this. When I sort by dollars per point, he is the number 4 overall dollar per point value. But that is only because the Eagles are negative $33,333 because they're projected at negative 0.15. And that is all attributed to Peyton Manning. So realistically, he is the number 3rd overall bargain. But I know he's going to score points. I know he's going to do a good job. But when you spend that much money, you're really hoping to, I don't know, I think kind of, find a lottery ticket in some of your other players.
Yeah, I found it.
All right. Chris, who's your Holy Steel?
For me, it's the guy that we all picked, Bilal Powell, at $4,700. Just think to get a guy that low or that far down the list who is basically being anointed as a number one tailback moving forward. He's going to see a lot of touches. If this guy can get me 60 yards rushing, 20 yards receiving, and possibly a touchdown, then I think that's pretty incredible. And he also has allowed me to pick some of the bigger guns like the Peyton Mannings and the Jamal Charles. So if that can all work out, Bilal Powell has to be the Holy Steel of the week for me.
Yeah, I agree with that. So far, Doug, you picked the number 3 overall bargain. as your Holy Steel. Chris, you picked the number 2 overall bargain as your Holy Steel. I decided to go with the number 1 overall in terms of salary, average projected points, and dollar per point, Terrell Pryor.
Oh.
at home against Washington. I've had him on my team for 3 weeks. I've watched him play. I watched him play against the Broncos. He made some good throws, and he was really hard to bring down. That's a good defense. We only had 3 sacks on him. He was elusive. I feel like Washington doesn't have near the defense that the Denver Broncos had. For $6,300, projected at over 20 points, I think that's a can-miss bargain. And just exactly like you said, Chris, saving that kind of money. Now, Bilal Powell is $4,700, but with that kind of money left over, you get to invest in a little bit more security and less risk in a different position.
That's right.
Before we move on, I do need to give a couple shout outs. And number one, first and foremost, I want to give a shout out to, our own Douglas Hayes for putting together the FanDuel website, FanDuelManual.com. Doug, that looks nice, man.
Yeah, man. So you can go on there, FanDuelManual.com. You can send us messages. You can see all our picks. You can actually download the spreadsheet right from the website. So please go check it out. Send us messages. We'll bring it up on the show. And hopefully you check that out and check out the podcast.
I would like to check that out also. I have not even been on there yet.
What? Chris, you got to check that out, man.
I will. I can't wait.
We also are getting a new logo put together. I got to give a shout out to Jerry Jackson. She put together our logo that's up right now. Also, Mark Morielli, who does our music on this show. Again, if you want to get in touch with us, you need to hit us up at FanDuelManual@gmail.com. We'll answer any questions, fantasy football related, FanDuel related. Next week, Doug and I travel to Boston, Massachusetts, for a good friend's wedding. We're going to have a live show. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to it. Look, we are out of time. I'm going to have to cut it short. Good luck in your FanDuel this week. Join us next week for our live show. We're going to have a special guest, Mark Morielli, who does our music. That's it, y'all. We are out.
Yo. It's Marky Mark here. This is the FanDuel Manual. When I was in third grade, I thought football was lame. Until I saw Elway throw a long bomb on Sunday. Then it really grew on me. Started playing fantasy. Realized Adam Schefter was the man of my dreams. Some X's and O's. That's what we are slinging. Football knowledge is what we are bringing. Rodgers at quarterback, the Niners on D. McCoy is your tailback and Gronk at CE. Make sure you check your matchups, those can get tricky. Start any wideout playing Oakland or Philly. Now sit back, relax, focus and listen. The FanDuel Manual, three men on a mission, yeah.